All right, welcome back. It's one of the, it's like the second best day of baseball season here in Detroit. It's opening day, but not really opening day. Tigers starting their season on the road in Tampa Bay today to take on the Rays. 3:10 first pitch. And it is a precursor to next week when the Tigers are back in town. And our good friend Steve Courtney here to break it all down. Steve, do you know these folks at all? Mark Hollis, Lomas Brown, are you familiar with them? Can I introduce you?
Boy, I'll tell you what, a cavalcade of stars in Studio A. Oh, and by the way, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Lo, happy birthday, bro.
Stay away from the great, Courtney.
Yes, thank you, Steve. Oh, I appreciate that. I told him I was having some, I had the shakes changing that first number, Steve-O, but I'm going to get used to it. I'm going to have to get used to that big six being up there now.
I understand you're joining a very exclusive club, and you know, after you're there for a month or two, you let me know how it is.
I will.
Mr. Hollis, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Steve.
All right, here we go. As you mentioned there, young Chris, 3:10 this afternoon, your Detroit Tigers get the 2023 season underway. Eduardo Rodriguez will get the ball for the Old English Deers. Last year, 5-5, 4.05 ERA in 17 starts. Now, remember, he began his season as a Tiger last year, his first, with great expectation. Then around May, he ran into some home trouble and left the ball club, came back in August. But by all accounts, Eduardo Rodriguez in spring training has been on point. Hopefully that carries over through the duration of the year. Meanwhile, the Tigers draw a pretty hefty assignment in the opener because the Rays will send out their fine left-hander, Shane McClanahan. He was 12-8 a year ago. 2.54 was the ERA. Busy early part of the week for the Tigers as they option outfielder Akil Baddoo and infielder Zach Short to AAA Toledo. That means outfielder Kerry Carpenter, infielder Ryan Kreidler, and newly acquired utility man Zach McKinstry. You'll get to know these names on a regular basis, folks. Don't you worry about it. Will probably be on the Tigers bench. Baddoo, a fan favorite, had a breakout rookie season, you recall, in 2021 after being selected by the Tigers in the Rule 5 draft from the Minnesota Twins. 20 doubles, 7 triples, 13 home runs, 461 plate appearances. It has been a struggle since then. Now, as far as the Tigers lineup against the Tampa Bay Rays to start things off, keep in mind, manager A.J. Hinch will change his lineup early. He will change it often. Just to give a quick overview as to what you might see at Tropicana Field, one of the more horrific venues in sport. Anyway, Preach. I digress. Matt Vierling, acquired in the Gregory Soto trade with the Philadelphia Phillies. I think he'll bat first and play left field. A hefty spring training for Matt, hitting 300 with a couple of home runs. Had a nice conversation with Riley Green on yesterday afternoon's Mitch Albom show. What a fine young man he is, and obviously very talented. Hit 308 in spring, 4 home runs, a couple of doubles, 3 walks. Last year, he was voted Tiger of the Year in his rookie season. This young reporter's opinion, you can build a franchise around him. Owen, he's very excited with the chemistry on this Tiger team. We shall see. Batting third, playing shortstop, we need a little more production out of this fella. Javier Baez hit 167 during spring training. If you're looking for a silver lining in that dark cloud, Javi Baez hit 368 for Team Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic. He is a free swinger. That is not going to change. Meanwhile, batting fourth out of Dearborn Divine Child. Got to drop that. Catcher Eric Haas hit 273 in spring, fellas. 3 home runs, 3 doubles. He is going to get the opportunity to be the regular catcher. That being said, good news at that position for the Tigers. Jake Rogers will make his triumphant return. When we last saw Jake, he was a contributor before suffering a prolonged injury. Batting fifth, Austin Meadows hit 240 in spring training. The problem here is, since the Tigers acquired him, has yet to hit a home run in 36 regular games and 19 spring training games. Hopefully that will change quick. Batting sixth, going to be a special season for Miguel Cabrera. Going to be the DH, and of course this will be his Lazy Boy tour in big league ball. Has plans to join the Tigers in some capacity after his career is over. Batting seventh, Spencer Torkelson playing first base. This is very interesting. Turns out he and Riley Green are extremely close, as Riley told us yesterday. He's got all the confidence in the world that Spencer will be the Tiger everybody perceived him to be last year. Difficult season for Spencer, perhaps a bit overwhelmed at the major league level, but he hit 268 during spring training with a home run, three doubles, and a couple of walks. His rookie season obviously did not go as planned, didn't hit for power, didn't hit for average, sent down to Triple-A Toledo. We'll see. Batting eighth, the crafty veteran at second base, Jonathan Scope, hit 267 in spring training. Love the way this guy goes about his business. And then the question has been, since Jamer Candelario is now a Washington National, who will play the hot corner for the Tigers? Probably today will be the 26-year-old former Philly, Nick Maton, the best hitter by far for the Tigers during spring training. He hit 313 for crying out loud with five homers, two doubles, and six walks. You'll also see Ryan Kreidler, the 25-year-old, get some time at third base as well. So, you know what? The perceptions, fellas, of this Tigers team going into this 2023 campaign, they're going to have a lot of things go right to hang at that 500 mark. Don't know if they're going to get there, but it should be interesting.
Yeah, I think obviously. I think there's a couple names that fans are going to watch for. Obviously, Javi Baez and whether or not he can bounce back. And then Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green. I mean, that is your nucleus, those young guys, and then anchored by Javi Baez. And you just hope that they can, you know, turn into something as somewhat of a cornerstone for this team. And Scott Harris, the team's president, obviously came in and making some changes. So I don't know if you're right, Steve. I don't know if we see the fruits of all those labor this year, but hopefully in the coming years we start to see something pretty good from this team. Thank
quickly,
you, Steven.
Fellas, yeah. A couple of names to watch for successful closers here. Jose Cisnero, Alex Lang. Keep an eye on it. Very important.
Good stuff. Got to take a break. More next.